Welcome back. This is Miss Complexity, and we are getting into 10 different types of coats and covens.
Is it? Wanna travel the world, but for now I'm cruising my city. If you wanna be down with me, then right now fuck with me.
Coats and covens vary by beliefs and practices and structures, but I'm just going to go over a few and understand that there are a plethora of coats and covens. These 10 are just simple 10s. They're not in any order or anything in that much of nature. Be aware, though. There are plenty of covens and groups that people don't even consider to be covens, but are, okay? So if I didn't mention the coven that you know about, obviously there's some more research that needs to be done. All right. So first we're going to start with the Wiccan coven. I've had so many people call me Wiccan. I am not Wiccan. The Wiccans is a modern pagan religious movement, okay? And it involves practices of witchcraft, and I don't do witchcraft. So anybody that has it in their head that I'm a Wiccan coven or part of the Wiccan and pagans religion, I'm going to let you know that it's untrue, all right? All right, so the Wiccan covens, they follow rituals, ceremonies, and tradition derived from modern Wiccan teachings. And one thing I like to explain to people is when they go into these cults and covens, they really need to do research, okay? And I mean research, go all the way back to its origins, its beginnings, why it was created, what are the actual true missions and rules for the cult or coven that they are trying to get into. Don't just go in thinking, oh, they get this, they get that. They got lots of money. People are protecting them. I love it, you know, because there's a lot of other things that are surrounding that situation in which you might not even be aware of. So please, by all means, do your research. Now, number 2 is religious cults. I laugh at that because there are a lot of religious cults. Even the Christianity world is broken down into some cults. And I know I have some people that are listening and are like, oh, don't you dare. But yeah, some groups are labeled as cults. They have religious or spiritual ideologies that derive significantly from mainstream beliefs, okay? And even though I do know where I am, that there are a lot of religious cults, and it's amazing how they are all over, okay? And not only are they religious, it's just that the negative about the religious cult, in my view, is that people actually sit there and preach the Bible, look at the words in the Bible, and turn them around to fit their situation in order to say that, oh, it was justifiable for what I did when what they did was not relevant, you know? The part that some of the religious cults leave out is that God is the one that is in charge. Now, which God that they're praying to or their beliefs and ideology is coming from, that's a whole nother subject, a whole nother ball game. But these groups may be characterized by unorthodox teachings, like I said, charismatic leaders, you know, leaders that think I'm better than God. And we find very many times that is untrue, and they end up losing everything just because they didn't realize who the real God was. And isolationist practice. So they definitely love to isolate people and isolate their members and isolate anybody or cut anybody off who doesn't follow suit. Like I said, do your research before you jump in to any cult or coven. I don't care if it's a religious cult. I don't care if it's a religious coven. I don't care. Do your research. Number 3. Ceremonial magic covens. Okay, so back in the Western days, people used to have ceremonies, you know, calling in deities or what have you not, you know, to feel protected. And of course, as always, there's always that one somebody in the group that wants to be better than the group, better than God, better than whoever they called on, because they want the power and the glory. And my God, stop it. And they turn their ceremonial practices into Satan practices, and they start practicing magic. They start practicing negative things to do to people, and that's where you're messing up. I mean, I don't feel like it's a bad thing to practice magic or whatever, but I do feel that it is a horrible thing if you are practicing magic on certain people, especially if you're sending out negative energy with that magic to order to hurt, harm, or disbar someone. That right there is a no-no. Protecting yourself is a good thing. But when you start getting into that, I want to do that get back stuff, or I'm going to cause this person to do this, that, and other, that's where you're messing up at, because it's full of negativity. And you have to remember that anything that you do negative, it does come back on you. So be careful of that. Now, drawing from Western traditions, ceremonial magic covens engage in rituals influenced by Hermeticism, Kabbalah, and other occult practices. This is not something that I have touched on. Occult practices. No. I refuse to go deeper into the occult practices because there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of hearsay, and there's a lot concerning occult practices. But this system is usually focused on spiritual development and working with symbolistic systems. So a lot of systems are based on symbols. We know that the Illuminati put symbolisms and dig on near everything. And even in the movies that we watch, there's a lot of symbolisms in the movies, but it doesn't necessarily mean you're part of a comet. So only people can recognize those mistakes, those symbols and what they mean. You know, some people can recognize it, some people cannot. So yes, do your research. I don't know, I keep saying it, but it is necessary. Okay. Now, moving on, we have New Age and spiritual cults. That's the newbies. I think they call them the Harry Potters now. I think that's a group name that they've given them, the Harry Potters, the New Age and spiritual cults. These are groups that operate the New Age movement, and they may exhibit cult-like characteristics such as charismatic leaders and unconventional beliefs and strong focuses on spiritual enlightenment, but not all New Age or spiritual groups are cults, okay? Some of them have been faced with criticism for manipulating practices, which means they manipulate people to do certain things, and that is the order of the new cults. And like I was just telling you guys, that's a no-no. Stop trying to get people to do something because you want them to do it, and is thinking that you are God. Only God is in control, regardless of what cult you are in. Okay? Remember that. Okay, spiritualists in the Tampa Bay area, head on over to Smudge Life Energy Wellness and grab your crystals, your sage sticks, and your candles monthly subscription, which can also include on-site energy healing and yoga sessions, sound bathing, and more. Visit them at 1409 Tampa Plaza in Tampa, Florida, or visit their website at smudgelife.com and get your energy wellness aligned. Okay, and then we have the eclectic covens. The eclectic covens do not adhere strictly to any single tradition, meaning they do not have a ritual traditional path. But instead, they incorporate a mix of beliefs and practices from different spiritual organizations and paths, okay? They may draw inspiration from Wicca, traditional witchcraft, and other magical systems. Either which way is still a coven because they are practicing different types of beliefs and practices, okay? So they take a little from this and a little bit from that and a little bit from this and a little bit from that. I kind of like that because it gives you a set idea of the different types of practices that people use. Now, only if it's positive, okay? If you're doing some negative stuff, then I'm going to turn my eye to it. I don't want nothing negative in the mix here. But yes, definitely working on the ecclesiac covens. Very helpful, very helpful. And then we have the political cults. Now, we all know that the political people, they run the world, right? Even though God is in control, when it comes to politicals, they're the ones that are basically the second leaders, as far as I'm concerned. We know that the political structure is strong, and it's what got a lot of us here fighting. It's really crazy. But yeah, the political structures are strong because they are, like, I guess they're the next ones in line after God's family, you know? And it's really crazy because a lot of the political leaders are part of these other cults, okay? And they practice a lot of the negative stuff behind closed doors just to make things work in their favor, along with pulling strings and all that good stuff. So it's very, yeah, when it comes to political cults. These groups are characterized by extreme political ideologists and a charismatic leader who may exert significant influence or following power. It's like they have the power to control everything that we do, everything that we say, whatever it is that we, I mean, they always say that we need to vote and do this, that, and the other. And I don't believe that our votes count. I don't believe that the people gets to really speak, because once you get down to it, the political people are in charge and they are the ones that can make yay or nay anything moves through them. I don't care how many times we complain and speak out, they rule over us. in some way, shape, or form. And not only that, they rule over the military, the churches, and, you know, it's just a lot. So when you're dealing with the political cults, you're dealing with a mixed pot of just about all the cults. All the cults and covens are mixed together in the political cult. Political cults are often demand unquestionable loyalty. And that's the thing. Man, you have to actually get into the political cults. You have to break it down, go in deeper, learn a little bit more. I was not pushing the political cults. I don't like all of that. It's very dangerous. And you get too close to the truth, they kill you. You feel me? So I kind of like don't dabble in the political cults, because they are dissent within the groups, and they may discourage or be punished when they are not loyal to the rules. And y'all seen Distinguished Gentlemen, and I'm telling y'all, things are really weird in the political cult. So if I was you, I'd stay out of it. But I know I won't be a part of that at all. So moving on, we have the Alexandrian Coven, okay? And the Alexandrian Coven is another part of the Wiccans tradition. It was founded by Alexander. So they kind of mixed the name together as Alexandrian. And these covens share similarities like the Gardenia Wicca, which we're going to discuss in a little bit. But they may have additional rituals and teachings unique to their tradition. So this Alexander's, he was in charge of the Alexandrian Coven, and he basically had his own set of rules, had his own little world going on with the covens. Really interesting, very, very interesting. Then you have the destructive cults. Now, destructive cults are cults that like to cause damage. I think of destructive cults as being the Fight Club type of thing, where you know how they was talking about how they get into the Fight Club and they started causing destruction to the city. Yeah. So these types of groups exhibit harmful and dangerous practices, and they often involve manipulation, coercion, and psychological abuse. So I wouldn't want to be a part of destructive cults, because it's like they could all be a part of like the Crips or something like that, and they could actually just destroy the whole city, causing mishaps throughout the city. I'm not saying it's the Crips. Let me repeat that. I'm not saying that it's the Crips, but I'm saying that that's how they operate. They like to cause trouble, okay? And some of the trouble are caused, it's really crazy, because it's like some people do some of the weirdest things, and they'll make big situations happen just to cause destruction and to get our mind off of things that we should be paying attention to, if you understand what I'm saying. So yeah, that's a bit weird. Anyway, members may be isolated from their families and communities because they don't want anybody talking to them. It's talking some sense into them. Because if you got sense, you ain't going to be out there doing no dirty work or no destructive things, you know? But some of their cult leaders typically exert excessive control over their followers. I mean, if you don't follow the rules, then you get dealt with. I'm sorry, y'all, but they do. If you don't follow the rules, you do get dealt with. And they pretty much beat the crap out of you or cause destruction to your life. And it kind of reminds me of Trading Places when Eddie Murphy and them was Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd was just over the bearing, you know?
Have you grabbed my new ebook? No? What are you waiting on? Go ahead and enter into my world and learn about how I survived church-related sexual abuse and how I'm able to bring to you healing and self-healing through my trauma and turmoil. This is available on Amazon for free at Kindle.com, or you can download it for $9.99 at www.misscomplexityllc.com. I truly thank you.
All right, so we're going to the Gardenian Covens, and the Gardenian Covens is part of the Wiccans as well. It's a lot. If you go into Wiccan paganism, you'd have to decipher all of their different cults and covens that they have, and it's less like Christian religion where you go into the Christian religion and you have to decipher all the different types and denominations. So be careful. Make sure you do your research. Anyway, they're one of the earliest forms of modern Wiccan, and it was founded by Gerald Gardner. That's why they call it the Gardenian Coven. And they follow specific rituals and practices outlined by Gardner, you know, the leader, and are considered one of the initiatory Wiccan traditions, which means I'm going to say they were before the Alexandrian covens. They were before the Dionysic coven, which is another part of the Wiccan religion. And they're one of the earliest covens out there, which is great because, you know, you get into covenism and then it's so much you can actually learn. So moving on to the people like me, the self-help or therapy cults. The unfortunate is I'm not in a cult. And I'm just me, and I do this on my own, so I'm not a part of any groups out there, so it's just me, and I still do what I do. So they have the self-help or therapy cults, and some of these groups offer therapeutic services and exhibit cult-like characteristics, but some of these groups may promise like personal transformation, you know, or many employ manipulative tactics and isolation and dependency on the leader, you know, for emotional support. And that is not, that is not how you do it, baby, you know. I see what it can say, that it can be isolation, because if we talk about going into the dark night of the soul to find yourself, that's a part of isolation. But for you to be dependent, how are you going to have dependent and isolation in the same source? Easy. It's when a leader makes it to a point, like a narcissistic leader, that cause situations in order for you to need them. Okay. So you don't need anybody but me. Right? And that's not cool. I don't teach that. I don't practice that. The only person that you need is God, and God is not a person. Okay? So if you are in isolation, some people desire it that way, but that doesn't mean that they have to become dependent on others or one person just in order for them to have emotional support. It's crazy. Don't fall for that. Okay? So those are 10 myths. Those are 10 cults and covens, and it's crucial for you to know that the term cult can be stigmatizing, okay? A lot of people look at, when you say cult, automatically they think of the devil, and it's not necessarily that. Some people in some groups and coven groups are harmful, some are not, okay? You just have to do your research before jumping into one. You need to evaluate a group before it gets the better of you, okay? Consider their behaviors, their characteristics, and their label, their brand, and what they are trying to do, along with the actual history, where they came from, okay, before you jump into a group. So if you have any concerns about a particular group, seeking information from reliable sources and maintaining an open communication will be best for you. Okay. So with that being said, that was the 10 types of covens in cults. As I said before, this is not a full list, because we already know that covens and cults vary, and that they are billions of them, even in the school system, fraternities, churches, all over. There are the cultures and different things that can contribute to a cult or a coven being made. So make sure you guys do your research, and I will talk to y'all again later. Deuces. Hope this helps.